This is the news in brief from the United Nations. In Ukraine, nearly 100 days since the Russian invasion, at least two children have been killed every day and many more injured, UN humanitarians said on Wednesday, the International Day for Protection of Children. Highlighting the devastating and lasting consequences of the war on millions of the country's youngsters, UN Children's Fund UNICEF maintained that most victims were from attacks using explosive weapons in populated areas, a claim supported by the UN Human Rights Office, OHCHR. Today, an estimated 5.2 million Ukrainian children need humanitarian assistance, 3 million inside the country and more than 2.2 million in refugee-hosting countries. And as intense artillery exchanges continue between Russian and Ukrainian forces in eastern Donetsk region, UNICEF said that almost 2 in 3 children in Ukraine have been displaced by fighting. It warned that conditions for children in areas where fighting has intensified are increasingly desperate, with at least 256 health facilities now damaged or destroyed, along with 1 in 6 UNICEF-supported safe schools in the country's east. To Central African Republic now, where UN Rights Chief Michelle Bachelet has welcomed the adoption of a law abolishing the death penalty. The development comes just a week since the president of another African nation, Zambia, pledged to work with Parliament to end the practice, which is now illegal or on hold in some 170 countries around the world. In a statement on Wednesday, Ms. Bachelet urged Central African President Faustin Archange Touadéra to promote the ban on the death penalty, which was, she said, incompatible with fundamental tenets of human rights, dignity and development. Once the law enters into force in the Central African nation, it will become the 24th country on the continent to abolish the death penalty. A moratorium on capital punishment has been in place in the Central African Republic since 1981. In the Eastern Democratic Republic of the Congo, or DRC, violence linked to the resurgent M23 armed group must be curbed once and for all, the UN Security Council has heard. In a call for action, senior official from the UN's Political Affairs and Peace Operations, Martha Pobi, told the council on Tuesday that civilians were paying the heaviest price for the insurgency. Some 75,000 people were displaced in fighting just last week in North Kivu province, she said, while another 11,500 have crossed the border into Uganda from DRC. Recent clashes between security forces and M23 fighters left at least 16 DRC soldiers dead and 2 UN peacekeepers injured. The UN and key regional and international partners have called for M23 to lay down their weapons and join the process for disarming and demobilizing combatants. There are approximately 100 armed groups operating in eastern DRC. The M23 group gained notoriety nearly a decade ago when fighters seized the city of Goma, capital of North Kivu province. Daniel Johnson, UN News.